Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Rural landowners can expect a bill to be mailed out to them on August 13th. A bill for $150, and state officials are bracing for an angry backlash. That bill is the fire protection fee passed by the state legislature, and it will affect more than 800,000 property owners across the state. Several issues have been raised by opponents of the fire fee, particularly how the designation of who should have to pay for it and how those designations are made. The CDF has compiled a list of habitable structures that will be liable for the fee, but the criteria used in determining those structures is vague, stating that the structures in wooded and brushy areas will have to pay up. Ken Woods, chief at Humboldt Bay Fire, has been opposed to the fee since the idea was first introduced, saying on Talk Shop in January that it will do nothing to improve fire protection in Humboldt County. It only replaces funds taken from Cal Fire by the state, and it harms local fire departments by making it much more difficult for Humboldt Bay Fire to ask local property owners to pay a $20 parcel tax that would have been directly used to upgrade equipment locally. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a suspected hit-and-run incident in Garberville. On Monday evening, 24-year-old San Carlos resident Philip Martino was backing out of the Brass Rail parking lot when he hit two parked vehicles. Martino decided to flee in his pickup truck, and things got worse from there. Martino was driving south on Redwood Drive when his vehicle hit the guardrail, and when he re-entered the roadway, he hit the rear end of a third vehicle driven by a 52-year-old Garberville woman. That victim suffered injuries in the crash and was taken to the hospital. Martino fled the scene on foot. He was later identified and arrested by CHP officers in Garberville and booked into county jail on suspicion of felony DUI and felony hit-and-run charges. Cal State University announced today that it has reached a tentative labor agreement with the California Faculty Association, which represents more than 23,000 members. The contract agreement, if approved by the CFA and the Board of Trustees, would run through June of 2014 and includes no salary increases through 2013. The contract also covers areas of faculty reimbursement and evaluating processes for faculty members. The Faculty Association represents professors, coaches, counselors, and librarians, and the ratification for the new contract could be completed at the September Board of Trustees meeting. In other Cal State University news, Cal State announced on Monday that due to funding cuts and the prospect of Governor Brown's tax initiative failing at the ballot box in November, it will cap spring enrollment at all but 10 of the system's 23 campuses. Students hoping to transfer in the spring will have to be in possession of an associate degree to transfer from one of the state's community colleges. But that program has only been in existence since 2010, and few students have achieved it. Students could also be affected for fall 2013 enrollment, as campuses have created waiting lists, raised admission standards, and frozen new enrollment all together. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Wednesday, sheriff's deputies investigating an abandoned vehicle left at the Sherwood Forest Hotel in Garberville to check the ownership records, and that led to a missing persons report. Deputies learned the vehicle belongs to 36-year-old Christopher Banfill of Garberville, who was reported missing by his wife on the 22nd. The wife said his behavior was out of character and that he may be having unspecified medical issues. Banfill was last seen on July 16th in Garberville and is described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, with blue eyes, brown hair, and he was last seen wearing green Carhartt pants and a blue and gray sweatshirt. Anyone with information about Banfill or his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a report of a shooting incident late Friday night on Main Street in Alder Point. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who told them that he was on his way home when he saw a man named Randy. The victim then told officers that he yelled at Randy, and then Randy pulled a gun from his waistband and fired several shots at him. A deputy found a bullet hole in the victim's truck, and a search of the area failed to find the suspect. That suspect is described as an adult Hispanic male, blind in his left eye, who was riding a dark green quad and wearing a dark-colored Carhartt jacket. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the North Coast News on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.